Zeller Dye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Seller Die Extra is brought to you by Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com and in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today.
I was banking with a large national bank, and they lost me and my business over a $3.40 dispute.
$3.40.
This was over a decade ago, and I still believe, well, I know I was correct in the matter. But $3.40? Seriously? Is that worth losing a customer for a lifetime? Clearly, to them, I was just a number.
Now serving B308 at window number 15.
But besides losing the possibility of my business, they lost every potential referral from me forever. For the record, I found the ultimate bank and the ultimate banker who responds by email, voice, or even text within minutes. He monitors my account daily, and he offers me value I wouldn't get anywhere else. If you want the best banker and trusted advisor on the planet, just email me and I'll connect you. I guess I should be thanking the big bank for their poor service. Here's the deal. Service can make or break your sale, your customer loyalty, and referrals. This has ripple effects all the way to your bank account. Here's a few ideas and recommendations for providing the best service and ensuring customer loyalty and word of mouth and online reputation. I've broken my strategies down by what to do before, during, and after the sale. Here's what to do before the sale. Have the attitude. A service attitude begins with your own positivity and happiness. Your positivity or negativity will have direct impact on your service and your sale. Love your company. When you love your company, you believe in your company, and that love and belief are transferred to your customer. Make sure training is included before you take the job. Stop asking about vacations and start asking about how you can succeed. Love to serve. You and your people must love to serve. When you love to serve, you think service first, and your actions come across genuine and authentic. Know your products like you know your name. Knowledge creates confidence. A customer can tell if their salesperson is confident or not. Know what you can do and what you can't do. Know how you and your products can best help your customer. Pay attention to detail. Pay attention to each and everything your client says and asks. Their words and their gestures are hints to what they're really hoping for, and these clues will help you serve them better. Your future is dependent upon your present and your presence. It's dependent upon where you are right now and your ability to be there. If you want to know what to do during and after the sale, go to my website, salesinanewyorkminute.com, click on the blog, and search for service. The link is in the show notes. Ever mess up with your service? Here's a personal story. When I was in college, a clothing store that I had been loyal to had some great sales staff and some not-so-great sales staff. I was ready to buy a shirt and asked if they had it in my size. Simple question. The salesperson sniffed at me that I should go look at the racks, which I had already done. She gave me attitude about going to the back, you know, to their stockroom. Meanwhile, I had spent thousands of dollars there and couldn't believe how I was being treated. After a short argument over a shirt, I left and bought the exact same shirt someplace else with their competition. When the regional manager called me a week later, that's right, a week later, to apologize and let me know that they had the shirt in my size, seriously? I let her know I worked hard for my money and luckily I get to spend it where I want. Her store no longer included. And that an apology a week later is too late. So here's your game plan. Number one, speed of response. If you mess up, don't wait a week. Take care of the issue right away. Number two, train service and attitude first. When you hire someone, their actions reflect your company and your brand. Make sure they are the type of people who create positive and memorable service. And remember, service and attitude start with you.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.